60 years ago, in the middle of the night, a Navy ship struck a small fishing boat in Puget Sound. The Santa Maria was from Tacoma, and three people on board died. Then power and politics intervened, and a sound saved the day. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph brings us the story of a vanishing piece of local history.
This story unfolded in 1955, when keeping watch meant straining through the dark for the lights of vessels nearby. Post-war Puget Sound was thick with cargo ships, fishing boats, and Navy ships. And it was a Navy landing ship that sliced through a wooden fishing boat in the Sound, near where I'm standing at Point Wells at the King-Snohomish Line. No boats in sight this morning, but that night was different. The collision killed three men, touched off sensational media coverage, and riveted the city. The widow sued the Navy, saying the Navy crew didn't keep a proper watch. But the Navy said the fishermen brought disaster upon themselves by veering radically off course. The Coast Guard was set to decide who was to blame, but the U.S. Attorney General prevented the Navy crew from testifying. Without the Navy, the Coast Guard couldn't find fault, but it produced a report anyway, and in it gave credit to the Metal Marine Pilot, a simple automatic steering device still used today. This is the sound of the pilot.
Right now, that's on course, back, forth, same repetitive searching.
This is Michael Freeman, whose Tacoma company made and fixed the Metal Marine Pilot for two generations.
Goes over, comes back, over and back. It's basically taking up the slack in the steering gear.
It's noisy, but it's the sound that gives crew who are not on watch the permission to sleep. And that's what the sole survivor said he was doing before the disaster. This is the sound of the pilot when a vessel is off course, as the Navy claimed about the Santa Maria. It's rapid and disordered. The sound of a crisis.
So when that thing goes, wide eyes are bright awake.
The Coast Guard said if the sole survivor had heard that, he would have corrected the course immediately. That put a hole in the Navy's defense. It settled with the widows for what would have been $1.1 million in today's money. It was less than what they had asked for, but without the testimony of the Metal Marine pilot, there might have been nothing at all. Today, GPS instruments rule Puget Sound. Michael Freeman has closed his repair shop. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.